Are aliens using our sun? I have watched with interest as all sorts of strange things have been discovered by our sun. The photos which are taken of these objects are taken by the heliospheric observatory, which makes the photos that much more credible. It used to be when something strange was in the photos, some speculated the objects were UFOs. This has changed in some instances today. We have begun to question something which would have been unheard of years ago, and that question is, could life exist in space? There have been too many things which have leaked out which seem to indicate there may be some types of life which could live in space and even thrive. I am not talking about microscopic life which has already shown it can sometimes need to hibernate to do it and sometimes not. I am talking about living organisms which might be intelligent and even more intelligent than we are. Some say that wouldn't be hard. Okay, the time for facetious is over now, back to the subject. Some accounts of aliens living in space have leaked out. Perhaps the most famous one is from what is now Russia. I don't want to belabor the point, since anyone who reads my articles knows I have talked about this a couple of times, so I will make this short. Three cosmonauts in a Russian space station saw what looked like giant glowing angels outside in space and reported it. Three more cosmonauts were sent up, and now all six saw the angelic figures. This has never been explained. Other angelic type beings have been seen near our sun. When we look at this report, we cannot help but notice the angels seemed to be made of plasma or some other nebulous material. What could this mean? I never thought I would say this, because it sounds crazy and I wouldn't want people to think I have lost it, but is there a possibility these beings live on our sun? There have been reports of ships flying through the sun and coming out the other side. How do we know they didn't land inside the sun and then come out? They seem impervious to the tremendous heat the sun puts out. When we sent a satellite to the sun, it was one which had the closest orbit to the sun we dare take. That was a distance of 4.3 million miles, hardly anything which could compare to where those objects being sighted are headed. We seem to have come full circle when we are talking about the sun. Originally, people thought there could be life on the sun and maybe gods lived there. Then when we found out the sun was hot, very hot, we changed our minds, and anyone who thought life could exist on the sun would have been laughed at. Now there are few people pondering this thought. There seems to be no limit to different types of materials available in the universe, or should I say, if there is a limit, we haven't found it yet. One of the materials we know about is plasma. If a living being could be made of plasma, the temperature of the sun probably wouldn't mean much to it. It might not be a barrier to going there. When a plasma torch is used in cutting material, the plasma gets hotter than the sun. I think we have to remember, just because the beings which were claimed to have been seen by all those cosmonauts seemed to be made of a nebulous material, it could have been something other than plasma. Could there be some material which is so advanced it is resistant to the sun's heat? So far as I know, the most heat-resistant material is tantalum carbide, which is TaC, and hafnium carbide, HFC. We are talking about materials which can resist heat up to 4000 Celsius, which is 7230 degrees Fahrenheit. This is still not good enough to get to the sun, since the temperature on the surface of the sun is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, but the center is 23 to 29 million degrees Fahrenheit. It makes one wonder, how is it possible observers recorded objects flying through the sun and coming out the other side? Rather than a material which could resist those impossible core temperatures, there must have been some other system involved. Perhaps dimensional travel of some type, or even time travel. If you are wondering how time travel would have accomplished this, the answer is easy. Head toward the sun, go back to before it was there, fly past it and pop back into current time. While we know some things have passed through the sun, we do not know how. Everything is guesswork. One suggestion I have read about is getting an object to get out of sync. In other words, it would exist between time somehow and would not be affected by what happens in normal time. This used to be one of the devices used in some science fiction novels. I read an interesting comment the other day which stated something is only science fiction until it becomes science. This has turned out to be very true and is easily verified. Could the sun not be what we think it is and has somehow been created to make us think it is this hot star which is bailing all of us in light when it is really some sort of alien creation? There are plenty of stories claiming we were created by aliens and they have been keeping an eye on us ever since. Could our part of the universe, our tiny solar system on the edge of the Milky Way, be artificial? There are not a lot of other solar systems like it. Many of them have large gas giants, but finding solar systems with Earth-like planets is relatively rare. The question is why? Could it be they don't form naturally? I have probably got all the astronomers out there, both professional and amateur, laughing wildly at this suggestion. How could any alien race be powerful enough to create a planet? There is now speculation there are different levels of technology possible and some would have this ability and far more. If they do, who is to say they didn't create this planet and this is the reason why they seem to be so interested in us? To believe this, you have to believe aliens are really watching what we do and flying UFOs all over the planet and maybe even through the sun.